ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
In a small clinic in Geelong, Victoria, the clock is ticking. Not for a patient appointment, but for the woman behind the treatment table. Lydie Kae has exactly 2 months left in Australia. 8.5 years after she first arrived on a working holiday visa from France, the therapist faces an uncertain future. She has built a business, earned multiple degrees, treated hundreds of clients, and poured herself into her regional community. But the Australian immigration system has yet to decide whether she can stay. This is her story, and the story of what happens when bureaucracy meets a life fully lived.
Lydie Kae, Lydie Kae. I came in Australia eight and a half years ago, and I have now a successful business.
It started simply enough. 2018, a working holiday visa, 2 months in Tasmania, another two in Riddles Creek, then Geelong, and Geelong stuck.
I'm a rheumatoid massage therapist and a clinical myotherapist as well in Geelong, which is regional. My job, which is rheumatoid massage, is listed on the skills shortage list. I've been building this business for over the last 4.5 years now.
But building that business wasn't enough. To stay, Lydie needed to keep studying, so she did. A diploma in remedial massage, a bachelor's degree in clinical myotherapy, and now contemplating a master's degree in public health, all while running her own practice.
I built it up with the help of James Sidebottom because we're working together, we're sharing the same space, and I do support the Geelong's community.
Dr. James Sidebottom is a chiropractor. He's shared office space with Lydie for 4.5 years. He rents her the room, he watches her work, and he watches her wait.
She's always booked out. People need to wait to get in. And the reason that she's fully booked every day is she's an excellent therapist. I've been a client of hers too. She knows what she's doing. She's got great hands.
Great hands, a full appointment book, a thriving business in a regional city crying out for healthcare workers. On paper, Lydie Kae is exactly the kind of immigrant Australia says it wants. But paper and reality are two different things. In August 2024, Lydie applied for a subclass 190 visa, permanent residency for skilled workers. Through her migration agent, she lodged an expression of interest and a registration of interest. And then, nothing.
On the 27th of August 2024, I did apply for the 190, which is permanent residency visa. I did put my EOI and RRI for about a year and a half until they told me it will be easier for me to go on the 491 visa, which is a regional skilled visa, and that's a work visa for 5 years.
The 491, a regional skilled visa, not permanent residency, but a five-year pathway to it. Lydie's agent recommended the switch in January 2026. The logic seemed sound. She lives in Geelong. She works in Geelong. Geelong is regional. The 491 is designed for people exactly like her. But there's a catch. Before you can even apply for the visa, the state government must nominate you. And for 2 years, that nomination hasn't come.
So you're making an EOI and an RI. Depending on the spawn base and depending on what they're looking on that particular day, 2 years, I didn't get any answer at all.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
Ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
No answer, not as yet, not a no, just silence. And yet, with her visa expiring on the 23rd of September 2026, that silence is deafening.
It's heartbreaking because I'm coming to the end of my visa on the 23rd of September 2026. So I only have, only 2 months left. I'm highly skilled. I'm finishing my master in public health. I have a successful business and I am just waiting on the next visa right now.
Waiting. It's a word that comes up again and again in Lydie's story. But she's not waiting passively. For more than 7 or 8 months, she's been reaching out to politicians at all levels, trying to find someone who will look at her file, her qualifications, her life in Geelong and help.
I've been contacting the different MPs in Geelong. Also, I've been contacting Jacinta Allan, Tony Burke, and many others of them. And it's not just me. My clients also have been helping me. So they did send them emails, proof of what they were saying, and everything has been recorded.
Her local federal member is Richard Marles, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence. Lydie exchanged emails with his office for months. The result?
He has refused to help me. He said that he doesn't know personally Tony Burke, but then a week later I saw him on a video handshaking with him.
Then there's Christine Cousin, the state MP Lydie was told could actually nominate her. Lydie asked her for a meeting. The response was chilling.
She said that I would be waited by the security, so I didn't go.
Made by security. In other words, you're not welcome here. Lydie even enlisted Eddie Contels from the Geelong Council to intervene. Christine Cousin still refused. The opposition didn't help either. Sarah Anderson, a Liberal representative, declined to assist for what Lydie calls a reason that is undefined.
I think the migration system right now is not in a good place, and this is why I didn't get help from the locals here.
The Department of Jobs, Skills, Industry and Regions sent her a link to the process. A process she's already in. A process that has given her no answer for 2 years. Lydie isn't asking for special treatment. She's asking for the system to work. She meets the criteria. She has the qualifications. She has the business. She has the community ties. What she doesn't have is time.
I do meet all the requirements. Everything is on it because you cannot create your EOI and RI if you do not prove what you are actually talking about. So they asked me for a skill assessment. I had to do my skill assessment. It was with VetaSess. I got a positive outcome. I also had to do my English test. So I did provide that. I got the minimum required.
The English test is where the absurdity of the system really shows. Lydie has been in Australia for 8.5 years. She speaks English every day. She runs a business in English. She studies at an Australian university. But during her language exam, marked down for sounding too Australian. Meanwhile, the country she's adopted as home won't tell her if she can stay. And the cruelty isn't just in the waiting. Earlier this year, her university, Torrens University, failed to process her paperwork on time. For 2 days, Lydie Carré was illegal in Australia. She had to shut down her business for 2.5 weeks.
I was illegal for 2 days. I had to shut down my business for 2.5 weeks. And I kept fighting to get my work right. I emptied my bank account. My client actually called me and was like, Lydie, how are you going? I saw some in the street and I was literally crying because I had to shut down for 2.5 weeks. But then when I reopened, it was on a Wednesday lunch. And I called some, and some actually came in afternoon. And then after that, I was fully booked again.
fully booked again because in Geelong people need her. But the system that claims to need skilled regional workers doesn't seem to need Lidikare. Coming up in part two, the people who do need her, her clients, her lecturer, and the colleague who says, when we talk about sending her home, we need to remember this is her home.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
Cette annonce est traduite par un interprète certifié Nati.
This ad is interpreted by a Nati certified interpreter.
Avec un interprète certifié, vous pouvez exprimer exactement ce que vous voulez dire en français.
With a certified interpreter, you can express exactly what you want to say in French.
Et ce que vous dites reste confidentiel et inchangé.
And what you say stays private and unchanged.
Parce que nous avons tous le droit d'être compris.
Because we all deserve to be understood.
Demandez un interprète certifié Nati. Pour en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur nati.au/interpreter.